Hi there, everyone. I'm Richard Roberts, and welcome to the Expect a Miracle podcast. Each week, it's a joy and honor to come online and bring these podcasts to you. By the way, someone who's listening right now, you have a loss of hearing in your left ear. And even as I'm beginning this podcast, I hear the Holy Spirit telling me that that person is being healed. Your hearing is being restored. And if you'll check yourself, you're going to find suddenly you got a burst of hearing in your left ear. Whoever you are, let me know who you are. Call us at 918-495-7777. That's the Abundant Life Prayer Group. Or go online to richardroberts.org/prayer. Send me an email. Let me know what God is doing. Thank God for that. You know, you always have time to stop for a word of knowledge. A word of knowledge is one of the nine gifts of the Spirit that the Apostle Paul outlines in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It is supernatural information that comes into the heart and mind of a believer, and when you obey and say that word, someone's always healed, and someone's being healed right now in your left ear. So what a wonderful way to start off a podcast. Hallelujah. And speaking of prayer, my message today is on getting your prayers answered. You know, a lot of people talk about prayer, but not as many of them actually take time to pray. And I think I have been guilty of that as much as anyone. That's why the Lord has been speaking to me lately of having more intensive times of prayer. The last 6 or 7 days, I've been involved in a prayer vigil at 4 o'clock in the morning here in my prayer room in my home. And I'm seeing answers to prayers that I haven't seen before. And I tell people a lot, much prayer, much power, little prayer, little power, no power. So let's talk for just a few moments about getting your prayers answered. First of all, prayer is not a one-way communication system. Prayer is a two-way communication system with God. It's us, you and me, talking to God and God talking back to us. It's not just our asking for our needs to be met. It's worshiping Him. When I pray, I always take time to worship and give God honor and praise. And I plead the precious blood of Jesus over me, over my family, over our ministry, over our partners. And I start out with praise and worship. I enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. I believe that when the praise goes up, the walls come down. It's worshiping Him. And then I quote Scripture. I always quote the 91st Psalm. I quote the 101st Psalm. I quote the 23rd Psalm. I always pray the Lord's Prayer. Before I ever even begin to talk about needs or anything that I'm believing God for, I worship Him first. It's worship and then it's prayer. And it's loving and honoring the Father and giving Him praise and glory. Now, if you search the Bible, you'll find many examples of this. And I'm going to bring this up to today as well. So don't just think I'm talking about the past. Because it's easy to say, well, that was great for Peter. That was great for Paul. That was great for King Jehoshaphat. What about me? Well, we'll get to that. Peter was a man of prayer, and the disciples around him were prayerful as well. As a matter of fact, when Peter was thrown into jail, it was his friends, his partners, those other disciples who prayed, and an angel came into the jail cell and released Peter from prison. And when Paul and Silas were thrown into jail and put into chains and stocks, literally, after having been beaten for their faith, as they were praising and worshiping God along about midnight, there was an earthquake. And the jail cells were sprung wide open. The jailer, who was asleep, awakened and looked down the hallway and saw all the jail cells opened and realized it would mean his death because he figured the prisoners had escaped. He pulled out his knife to commit suicide while Paul shouted, "Don't do it, we're still here." And he wound up letting Paul out, and Paul led the man and his entire family to the Lord. So prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Look at Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was king, but he faced three armies and he had no might, no strength against them. And he said that to the Lord, but he said, "Our eyes are on you." And they bowed their knees and got on their faces before the Lord, and God answered them. A prophet came and gave them a special word, told them what to do the next day. And without even lifting a hand, they won the battle and took 3 days to bring in all the riches that those armies had, bring in the spoils, you might say. So prayer does change things, but you say, well, that was 2,000, 3,000 years ago. What about me? What about today? Well, prayer works. I've been praying a lot lately over a dear friend who had a cancer diagnosis. And the reports now have gone from bad to good, and they're getting better and better and better because we've been praying. We've been believing God for miracles. I believe in prayer. And a lot of people don't really know how to pray. They say, well, I don't know what words to use, and they think I have to use some big 50-cent word. No, prayer is just simply talking to God out of your heart. It's telling God how you feel. He already knows how you feel, but you need to put words to it. And words, what you say, they're so critically important in our lives. I believe prayer is the key that unlocks the throne of God's mercy. Now, here we are at a time in America when it looks like things are just about as crazy as they can get. As a matter of fact, when you think it can't get any crazier out there, it just seems to get crazier. You got all kinds of controversies going on in our nation. The recent debt ceiling talks in Washington, I know you are familiar with that. With what's going on with retail companies, with what's going on with beverage companies, with protests, with boycotts, all kinds of things are happening in our nation. Groups that are standing up against Christianity, you find it everywhere. And when we have this move that is anti-God moving, and the last thing we as Christians should do is not speak up. And not stand up for what's right and what the Bible says. You know, the one thing I dislike about the silent majority is they're silent. And I think that people need to stand up for what they believe in. And I know many Christians feel like, well, I'm not supposed to be involved in that. I'm not a political person. Well, I'm not a political person either. I don't take political stands. That's not my job. I'm an evangelist in the healing ministry. I don't try to take sides. When an election comes, I may say, well, now let's look at this candidate and here's what he or she believes. And let's look at this candidate. Here's what he or she believes. Now, which one do you think closely aligns with the Word of God? You know, but I don't ever tell people what to do or who to vote for. I don't do that because I don't believe that's my calling. But I believe it's my right and my responsibility to stand up for godliness in this nation. And one of the great things you can do to stand up is to pray. Prayer changes people, and people change things. And we need to be men and women of prayer. We need to pray because prayer changes things. And I believe in prayer with all of my heart. Prayer is the key that unlocks the throne of God's mercy. So if you've been sitting on the back row, just allowing things to pass you by, it's time to get involved. Now, the Lord may lead you to say something in a public setting. That's up to the Lord and up to you. I'm not encouraging you or discouraging you from that. I just think you need to obey the Lord. And once in a while, the Lord says something to me that I'm supposed to say out loud. And when I do, I always obey. But I'm always very careful, but I'm always praying. This morning, it was 4:15, and I awakened early. And I went into my prayer room. Lindsay and I have a little prayer room here in our home. And at 4:15, I was in my prayer chair. I was praying. I was praying over the needs of this ministry. I was praying over the needs in our family. I was praying over our friends and partners. I was praying over America. You know, in just about 5 or 6 weeks, I guess maybe four or five weeks from now, we'll be celebrating the birthday of our nation. You know, and we need to be praying for our nation. We need to be praying for our military. We need to be praying for our civil servants. And we need to be praying that our leadership will turn our nation toward God. And we must not give up. We must not just say, well, that's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be. That's a cop-out. That's the easy thing to do. The harder thing to do is to stand up for what's right. And I believe in righteousness. I believe in doing what's right. So if you've been sitting on the back row just with your arms folded, waiting for something to happen on its own, make a change. Be a person of prayer. And right now, in the authority of the name of Jesus, I come against every satanic attack that has come against you. I curse it in the name of Jesus, and I pray over you. I plead the precious blood of Jesus over you and over your family. Over your job, over your ministry, over your business, over your body, over your spirit, over your emotions, over your relationships. I pray over you, over every area of your life. And I command Satan to take his hands off of you. Satan, you loose your grip. And my friend, I send the word of God to you. Now you may say, Richard, what do you mean you send the word? Well, the Bible says in Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. So I'm sending that healing word to you today. And I am believing God in the authority of the name of Jesus for the word of God to bring health, healing, wholeness, strength, and fulfillment in every area of your life. I rebuke every trace of fear, every anxiety, every anxious moment. And I pray for the Spirit of God to reign supreme in your life and for holy boldness to stand up for what you believe in. I pray this in faith, in the authority of Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. By the way, have you heard? Have you heard the news? We have launched a new network online. It's called The Healing Network. It's been online now for the past several months. It's gaining each day. More and more people are being aware of it. And it's very simple for you to download. Simply go to the App Store online and type in The Healing Network and download the Healing Network app. It provides 7 day a week, 24 hour a day healing Christian television online. There's not another network like it in the world. We've searched and haven't found anything that's 7 days a week, 24 hour a day healing. We've gone way back into the files, way back into our vault, and pulled out actually the old original 16 millimeter films from my father, Earl Roberts' crusades back in the 1950s. He went on television for the first time, I think it was 1953 or 54. And we have so many of those programs, and they haven't been seen in many, many, many years. And they are tremendous. You see, you have a front row seat to miracles, plus crusades from all over the world, partner rallies, seminars, all kinds of healing programming, and also a live program. I'm doing a live program on Thursdays at noon Eastern time, 11 a.m. Central. I'm also teaching a class. I'm teaching a class on methods of healing. It's the class that I've been teaching pastors all over the world, but I thought to myself, why am I doing this as for pastors? Why don't I do it for those who just listen on a regular basis? So I'm doing that on Tuesdays at the same hour, noon Eastern time, 11 Central time. So go to the App Store, download the Healing Network app. I think you'll be blessed by it. God bless you. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you next time right here on the Expect a Miracle podcast.
We have just launched the Healing Network. It's all healing all the time. This new 24-hour network is your place for live healing prayer and anointed messages, as well as the classic and timeless sermons of Oral Roberts. And we have new original programs coming soon. Available online or on demand, just look for The Healing Network on your favorite app. For more information, go to richardroberts.org/thehealingnetwork.